Hello, and welcome to Triumphant Failures. My name is Don, and I host this little podcast in the hopes of helping you to overcome the stigma of failure. Through these stories, I hope to change your perspective from thinking about failure as something to fear to embracing your failures as a necessary step on your way to success. So come and join me as we dive right into today's Triumphant Failure. Today's subject was born on April 7th, 1954, in Hong Kong. When he was born, he weighed a staggering 12 pounds. In fact, he was such a large baby that his mother had to have surgery to give birth to him. As we all know, surgery isn't cheap, and his parents had to borrow money in order to pay the doctor. His small family lived in the Victoria Peak District of Hong Kong, which is a very upper-class, prestigious area. However, his family was about as poor as you can be. You see, they lived in the servants' quarters. His father worked as a cook, and his mother worked as a housekeeper for the French ambassador. From a young age, our subject showed ridiculous amounts of energy, and would drive his parents crazy to the point that they gave him the nickname Pow Pow, meaning cannonball. In order to try to burn off some of this abundance of energy, our subject's father would wake him up early in the morning so that they could practice kung fu together. His father knew that this would not only burn some energy, but also go on to teach our young subject the value of strength, patience, courage, and respect. Our subject also faced another hurdle in his early life. He was dyslexic. This was a learning disability that would see him held back after his first year in primary school at the age of only 7 years old. Around this same time, his father took a job as the head cook at the American Embassy in Australia, but could not bring our young subject with him. So his father made a decision that would change our young subject's life forever. After taking into consideration our 7-year-old subject's learning disability, the promise that he showed at martial arts at such a young age, and the fact that he could not bring his son to Australia with him, he decided to enroll our subject in the China Drama Academy. This school was geared towards preparing boys for a life in the Peking opera. Now, we must understand that Chinese opera is different from what most of us think of when we hear the term opera. Chinese opera required one to have multiple skills, including singing, tumbling, acrobatics, acting, and of course, martial arts. Our subject would spend the next 10 years of his life at the China Drama Academy. Despite being enthusiastic when his father enrolled him, our subject would quickly learn that life in this school was not going to be fun or easy. The students were not treated kindly. They would be given just enough food to survive. They would be beaten for making mistakes or disobeying. And the training would last 18 or 19 hours a day, every day. Here is a direct quote from our subject about this time period of his life. "Every day we would train from dawn to midnight, and anyone caught taking it easy would be whipped and starved." In between training periods, our subject dealt with abuse at the hands of the other students in the form of bullying, and he dealt with it for years. However, one day he saw another student being bullied. Something inside of our young subject rose up that day, and he threw himself in between the bullies and their would-be victim. After the fight was over, he was never bullied by the other students ever again. This experience taught our subject the value of helping others. By the time our subject graduated from the school at the age of 17, the Chinese opera wasn't very popular anymore. and so he and his fellow classmates found themselves needing other work. The job hunt would prove more difficult for these students than you might think, because despite the rigorous training and extreme discipline, the China Drama Academy had not taught any of these students how to read or write. With his options pretty limited, our subject moved to Australia to be with his parents and took a job in construction that he would later say was hard and boring. It was during this time that he would learn a little bit about reading and writing, and he even began to learn English. Coming up, I reveal who our subject is and how he overcame his rough childhood to become successful, right after the break. And now, the big reveal. When he was in line for the construction job in Australia, the foreman asked our subject for his name. After hearing it, the foreman told our subject that he could not pronounce Chan Kong Sang. Without missing a beat, our subject said the name of the man that was standing next to him, Jack. Jack would eventually morph into Jackie, and Jackie Chan would later go on to be one of the largest martial arts movie stars in the world. During his time at the China Drama Academy, Jackie Chan was assigned to be an extra in a few movies. After the academy, he decided that he didn't want to do the hard physical labor jobs that he qualified for, and decided to become a stuntman instead. He quickly earned a reputation for his outrageous stunts and hilarious on-screen antics. Despite this reputation, Jackie Chan still struggled to break into the American film industry, and had multiple films flop before he finally found the success that he was looking for with the movie Rumble in the Bronx. Jackie Chan has acted in at least 119 movies up to this point, and his net worth is estimated at around $400 million. I find inspiration in the fact that to this day, Jackie Chan still cannot totally read and write, but he never let this stop him. He speaks 7 languages, has acted in, produced, and directed movies. He has given millions of dollars to philanthropic causes around the world. So today, I leave you all with this thought. When circumstances around you might normally breed failure, you can still overcome those circumstances and find success. And the requirement to do this is simply to never give up. Well, I hope that you enjoyed today's triumphant failure. If you did, please share this podcast with your friends and leave a review on your podcast platform. If you have a triumphant failure story of your own, you can use the link in the episode description to leave an audio message for me. At some point in the near future, I will be starting a listener story segment in each episode starring your audio messages. If you would like to support this podcast, you can make a monthly contribution of $1, $5, or $10 by simply clicking the link in the description and following a few simple steps. Your contributions will help to provide much-needed equipment like an audio mixer and a better microphone to help streamline my recording process. My goal is to be able to bring you new triumphant failures more often and with better sound. Thank you all for listening, and remember to always fail triumphantly.